A member of the Beastie Boys has died. Adam Yauch, also known as MCA, was an anchor of one of the most enduring acts in hip-hop music. The Beastie Boys had more than a quarter century of critical and commercial success. Adam Yauch was diagnosed with cancer in 2009. He died this morning at the age of 47. NPR's Sammy Yenigan has this remembrance.
You gotta fight!
Brash, loud, and punk, Fight for Your Right was the party anthem that launched Beastie Boys. It was the first commercially successful white hip-hop group. They started out as a hardcore punk band in the early 80s, and when their debut album, License to Ill, hit the air, it knocked the industry on its side.
That, you know, defined, you know, American pop and international pop, the calendar year of 1987. They demonstrated that you did not have to be black to make a credible record.
Bill Adler was the founding publicist of Def Jam Recordings and the Beastie Boys' publicist when License to Ill dropped. At a time when rock music was bloated and boring, he says, the Beastie Boys' debut was a welcome blast of attitude.
Now, you can go back and listen to it now, and it still sounds, very vital, very fresh, very funny, very hard-hitting, all of that.
No sleep till...
License to Ill was the first hip-hop album to hit number one, on the backs of tracks like No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Fight for Your Right, and Brass Monkey. But they were accused of having sexist lyrics, and others called them white imposters taking advantage of the hip-hop sound. But as their producer Rick Rubin told NPR in 2011, their flamboyant attitudes and raucous style were central to their success.
That's what the Beastie Boys was. It was like a... It had a punk rock slash pro wrestling attitude of just ridiculous hip-hop boasting and aggression.
The Beastie Boys had the gun called Kicking It Live!
Adam Yauch addressed this issue directly on WHYY's Fresh Air in 2006. He said that they were just playing at being frat boys.
You know, it's almost like we started out kind of like goofing on it, but then just sort of became it in a way.
But as the years went on, Adam Yauch grew up, says former publicist Bill Adler.
As a younger man, he was very angry. As he went on, you know, he got into kind of spiritual pursuits and meditation and I think Buddhism. And that made a big, big difference in his life. It really, really calmed him down and brought him peace.
Bill Adler says that Adam Yauch brought that change into their music as well. Throughout their decades-long collaboration, their music depended on the band's chemistry.
The three of them were brothers, and they got along like brothers. And you know, he was, like the other two guys, he wrote his own rhymes. And also, you know, he had a musical background, an instrumental background, so he could play instruments. And he took a particular interest, I think, in the production side of things.
Yauch was also interested in film. He founded his own film company and directed music videos and a documentary about basketball. He also dove into some philanthropic projects, raising money for Tibetan freedom. In 2009, Yauch announced via YouTube that he had cancer and would have to cancel some scheduled shows.
The reason that that we're here talking is because I have some pretty heavy news, I guess, to say. Unfortunately,
last month, Yauch and the Beastie Boys were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Adam Yauch died this morning in his native New York City. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.
But now I got to pass them on.